You're listening to SBS News.
The war in Ukraine has now been ongoing for 400 days. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky took the opportunity to pay tribute to all those who contributed to the war effort.
400 days. 400 days of our defence against the full-scale aggression. This is a tremendously long way we have passed. Altogether, each and every person who fought and is fighting for Ukraine, who took care and still takes care of the country and Ukrainians, the people who helped and continue to help our logistics, those who have strengthened and are strengthening Ukrainian resilience.
Directly near Ukraine, the eastern half of Europe keeps busy. In Romania, a drill brought together the militaries of Albania, Bulgaria, France, Georgia, Greece, Poland, Portugal, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Moldova, the United States and Turkey. 3,400 military personnel took part in the exercise in the delta of the Danube River, simulating an enemy attack. That same day, in Poland, the foreign ministers of NATO's eastern flank met for a summit, the second time this year, between Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Estonia, Hungary, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Romania and Slovakia. In Austria, Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the parliament via video link to thank the country for its humanitarian aid. Austria is not a NATO member and is constitutionally a neutral country, so its support has been mostly through peaceful means, including the cleaning of landmines. Prior to Mr. Zelensky starting his address, members of the far-right Freedom Party left the room in protest, leaving signs on their desk with the caption, "Space for Neutrality." In the United States, the focus is on Russia's arrest of U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich on charges of espionage, which the White House called ridiculous. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says it's not the first time Russia has used such methods.
So look, detaining Americans, as my colleague said, my NSC colleague said, is a tactic Russia has used for a long time. It is nothing new. When you think about Paul Whelan, you think about Trevor Reed, they were taken prior to the prior administration, under the prior administration.
The Wall Street Journal, which employs Mr. Gershkovich, called the charge a false allegation. The U.S. State Department stated it is in direct contact with the Russian government over his detention. John Kirby also called on his countrymen to leave Russia.
Americans should please heed the U.S. government's warning not to travel to Russia. U.S. citizens residing or traveling in Russia should depart right away, as the State Department continues to advise.
Mr. Kirby also commented on potential arms deals between Russia and North Korea.
Any arms deal between North Korea and Russia would directly violate a series of UN Security Council resolutions. We have taken note of North Korea's recent statements that they will not provide or sell arms to Russia, and we are continuing to monitor this closely.
The comment came after the Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control announced sanctions against Ashot Mirkiev, a Slovakian citizen alleged to have tried to broker an arms deal between Russia and North Korea. The Treasury alleges that he worked with North Korean officials to obtain over 24 kinds of weapons and munitions for Russia in exchange for commercial aircraft, raw materials and commodities. Mr. Kirby turned these sanctions into a warning to others.
So effective today, he is cut off from the U.S. financial system, and he will face significant challenges in attempting to access and abuse the international financial system now that his activities have been exposed. With this new pariah status also comes risks for those who provide support to him, as we will not hesitate to target such malign actors in the future.
Finally, Russia is taking its turn at the presidency of the United Nations Security Council for 1 month. While calling for Russia to behave professionally in this post, Karine Jean-Pierre downplayed its importance.
As unpalatable as it may be to see Russia presiding over the council, the reality is this is a largely ceremonial position which rotates to council members month by month in alphabetical order, and that's what we're seeing in April.
Meanwhile, on the ground, the military situation is still a stalemate. Ukraine says Russian forces have made some gains inside the eastern battlefield city of Bakhmut, but at a heavy cost of life. And the Ukrainian government says it is preparing its own counterstrike. Julien Heuillet, SBS News.